A federal trial is underway in Fort Worth related to the 2013 killing of a former drug cartel lawyer who was gunned down in Southlake. It's not a trial of the actual gunman. Instead, two other men are on trial. They're accused of stalking the lawyer and being in a conspiracy to kill him. KERA's Christopher Connolly was at the federal courthouse today and joins me with an update. Hey, Chris.
Hey, BJ.
First off, tell me about the lawyer who was killed.
His name was Juan Jesus Guerrero Chapa. He was a Mexican lawyer who reportedly represented the former head of a drug cartel who's now in federal prison. Chapa was shot to death as he entered his SUV at Southlake Town Square in May 2013.
And the two men who are on trial, who are they?
The two men are Jesus Gerardo Ledesma Cepeda. He's a Mexican citizen, and his cousin, Jose Luis Cepeda Cortez. Federal prosecutors say they were involved in the killing, but neither of them actually pulled the trigger. The killers haven't been publicly identified, and they haven't been charged yet. By the way, I should let you know, this is going to be a long trial. The prosecution is calling dozens of witnesses, and the trial could last for as much as 4 weeks.
So what did these two men do? You heard the opening statements today. Lay out the case the government is trying to make here.
Yeah, federal prosecutor Joshua Burgess addressed the courtroom. He said that the two men on trial tracked down Chapa, the attorney. Chapa had been serving as an informant for federal law enforcement. Burgess says the two men were working on behalf of a Mexican cartel boss named Rodolfo Villarreal Hernandez. He goes by the name El Gato, and El Gato blamed Chapa for the death of his father. Burgess says the two men on trial, Jesus Gerardo Ledesma Cepeda and his cousin, used public records and GPS trackers to stalk him for months. Then the prosecutor says the two men led cartel assassins to Southlake Town Square. Burgess said they acted like hunting guides for the gunmen.
I hear that the government is getting some help from a family member of one of the two men on trial.
Right. The son of Jesus Gerardo Ledesma Cepeda pleaded guilty to interstate stalking. He's going to testify that his father and his father's cousin were both working to help the cartel killers track down Chapa, the lawyer in Southlake.
And what do the defense attorneys say?
They say their clients are not guilty, but they tell very different stories about what happened. Jesus Gerardo Ledesma Cepeda, he was a successful private investigator in Monterrey, Mexico, his lawyer said today. So successful that he caught the attention of El Gato. Wes Ball, Ledesma Cepeda's attorney, says that his client was forced to track down Chapa. Ball said that the GPS trackers were used not just to track the attorney, but to track him, too. So El Gato knew that he was going to do the job. Basically, he says it was all done under duress.
And his cousin, Jose Luis Cepeda Cortez, what did his lawyer say?
Cepeda Cortez's lawyer says that his client was an unwitting accomplice. His cousin started out asking him to do minor jobs for his private investigator work, a record search here, a look at court records there, that kind of thing. He says Cepeda Cortez had no way to know that it was part of an assassination plot. He says his client was really just helping out a family member.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Sure thing.
That's Christopher Connolly, KERA's Fort Worth reporter, who was at the trial today.